The New Zealand Council of Trade Unions and ETU are savouring a win in an employment case over whether employees can be forced to take annual leave during a lockdown. The case went to court after Carter Holt Harvey made workers use annual leave during the April 2020 lockdown. The judgment was that despite the company having received government wage subsidies for staff, the court says the company was out of line. With us now, CTU President Richard Wagstaff. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
How did this one come to your attention and to the point where you took the case?
Well, we heard quite a lot during the lockdown period of people being forced to take annual leave against their will and certainly without any agreement. And so ETU brought this case up to us, and we've certainly supported them as a Council of Trade Unions, and we've just got the judgment out yesterday, and we're very pleased to see it. It largely affirms a long-standing obligation to act in good faith, and all employers should seek agreement from their employees around the taking of annual leave, and in this case they didn't bother.
Often there are clauses, though, that say if the company requires you to take leave, you know, people will do their best to be accommodated, but if the company does require you to take leave, you do have to take it. So how do these two things work together?
Well, what happened here is that, and this was part of the court finding, is that the company didn't try and accommodate anything. The company made no effort at all to engage with those workers or their union in good faith, which is supposed to be constructive and communicative. And they didn't bother with it. They just simply said, you're taking it, and we don't want, you know, there was no dialogue whatsoever. And the court has affirmed that that is inappropriate. And obviously, workers didn't want to use their annual leave during lockdown because it wasn't a time when they could get some good R&R. It was a time for, you know, not being able to go anywhere. So obviously, workers would not want to use their annual leave balances during a period of lockdown, and yet the company didn't think that was a time to even talk about the issue. So the courts affirmed that, which is really important. Of course, at the end of the day, accommodations need to be made by both sides, but you can't just impose things. And I think, really, at the time, everyone was trying to get the message out there, and certainly Carter Holt Harvey should have understood it, that COVID and lockdown didn't suspend normal employment law, which requires agreement when things, you know, to make arrangements. And these agreements were not sought in this case.
So what is the upshot then for the workers in this case?
Well, it would seem to us that those workers should be credited annual leave balance because this wasn't a lawful instruction. So therefore, that leave that was deducted from their balances should be given back. And obviously that has wider implications for any other workers who were forced to take annual leave against their will and without any dialogue.
Indeed. Is there any indication that that has happened or will happen?
Certainly there's indication anecdotally that happened a lot during the lockdown period because it was one of the issues that came to our attention.
Sorry, my mistake. I'm meaning in this particular case, has this leave been credited back yet, or is it likely to be?
Not to my knowledge. Well, if it's not, and you know, there'll be further legal action, one would assume. Obviously, Carter Holt Harvey might try and appeal the case, but I think it was pretty clear cut. These are not new ideas that you have to discuss annual leave with your employees and try to find a time that you both agree on. That's a long-standing principle, and good faith is a well embedded in our employment law, and both of those two things were offended in this case. So we're pretty confident about maintaining it, and I would have thought Carter Holt Harvey would do the right thing now and credit those employees with annual leave and also acknowledge that they got it wrong.
Were there efforts made ahead of this actually going to court to settle this, for example, at mediation?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, things often go the Carter Holt Harvey fought it. We assume that they thought that they understood there were quite big implications for losing this case from their point of view, given it's not the only place where workers have not agreed to take annual leave. So there's potentially quite a lot at stake here. And losing this case wouldn't be a good outcome for Carter Holt Harvey, but that's why we're so particularly happy, because it's a really important and significant finding from our point of view.
Appreciate your time. That is Richard Wagstaff from the CTU.